Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us this morning is Roger Lally, who is an energy analyst. Thank you for joining us, as you always do. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to your listeners. Thank you very much for inviting me to your show. I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm good, but this is very, very concerning, isn't it?
Yes, it is concerning. The reality is that Eskom really wants to put the electricity tariffs up by about 30% in order to cover their shortfall.
So now what? I mean, how do they think that the consumer can pay for it? And how do they even consider themselves being a reliable supplier of energy? You know, it's not as though we're paying for a first-class product.
That's true. And I think what one needs to do is one needs to stop and look back over the history of the situation and find out, you know, why has this happened? Why? What is the problem? Why is it that Eskom simply cannot receive sufficient revenue to cover its costs? Are its costs too high, or is the revenue too low? That is the debate, I think, that's going on.
How much transparency is there in within
Eskom? There's a fair amount of transparency, especially now. In more recent years, there's been, as you know, there's been a change of leaders and board members and so on, and so a lot of the reports are more clear. Let's just put it like that.
So we are starting to see what is going on within within sort of the walls of Eskom.
Correct. Yeah. Look, the situation at Eskom really can be boiled down to 4 points.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, there's a history of uncontrolled and irresponsible spending at Eskom, and that includes overstaffing and corruption and theft. Secondly, there's this enormous debt of around 400 billion rand that the utility has. It borrowed this money, about a billion US dollars, between 2008 and 2009 from a number of foreign commercial banks as well as the World Bank. Now that's in dollars, and you multiply that by the exchange rate and then slap on 10 years or 20 years almost of interest, and you come up with this 400 billion rand. And of course, the 400 billion rand is, it's unpayable. It's as simple as that. So what happens is that the annual repayments in terms of paying that off and paying the interest on that off is taking a massive chunk out of whatever revenue the utility is receiving. We also, at the same time as that's happening, we have a reduction of revenue, simply reduction of sales. They're selling less electricity, even at higher prices, so they're really receiving less money. And this, of course, comes firstly from a reduction of sales volumes, simply because of energy efficiency,
because they've trained us to live without them.
Mm-hmm, correct. And the manufacturing sector, as you know, is in decline in South Africa. The economy is slow. So the demand for electricity is reducing. And of course, we've seen so much, so many people putting up, solar panels, on public commercial, entities, such as big shopping malls and so on in South Africa. All of this reduces the demand from Eskom. And then, of course, there's this culture of non-payment. So even the electricity which is consumed is not paid for in many cases. I mean, the municipal debt is standing at 35 billion rand. 35 billion rand. Just think of that number. 35 billion rand is more than 10% of what the utility says it needs. And it can't recover it. So the question really in everybody's mind has to be, why should we, who are paying, pay more when those who should be paying are not paying? You know, it's unfair. It's not right.
Yeah. How does this get resolved? Because we often see it. You know, we often see this Eskom and NERSA heading towards this kind of showdown, and then we've got these quite dramatic statements coming out of Eskom. But then somehow it always does seem to resolve itself. How is this likely to be settled?
To be truthful with you, I think the way forward is for the central government to find the money to address the debt situation. That is the $400 billion that is owed to foreign banks. That money is really the shareholder's problem, and the shareholder is the government.
Right.
But of course the government has no money. The money that the government has is your money and my money, the taxpayers' money.
Correct.
And the issue that we have in South Africa right now is that we have a relatively small tax base. We might have 57 million people living in the country. We do not have 57 million taxpayers,
right.
Not even through that.
Right, right. So in other words, that isn't, I mean, in theory it's the right way to solve the problem, but practically it's unlikely to happen.
Yeah, well, certainly in the short term, I do think that the way forward would be for the government to accept that responsibility and pay that off, obviously not in one fell swoop, but to pay that off and remove that off the shoulders of Eskom and allow
them which will free
to operate
Eskom. Absolutely.
Without that debt, because Eskom claims it needs what it calls cost-reflective tariffs. And NERSA always argue that the costs are not always prudent and efficient. In other words, there are, if we can say,
because they've also removed the free market element. So when you take away a market, normally, if I was running a business and I said to a customer, look, you need to pay me this because these are what my costs are, the customer can say, you know what, then I'll go to somebody else who runs a more efficient business whose costs are lower and can give the product to me at a better price. I don't care what your costs are. In other words, it's a willing buyer, willing seller situation. We're over a barrel because we have no choice but to look at Eskom costs, but we're not running the company, and we know that the company has been run for the last however many years absolutely appallingly, and yes, it's improved, but it still hasn't really impacted positively on the consumer in terms of
cost. Not yet,
right.
No. And you see, NERSA has a complicated way of calculating what the tariffs should be. In fact, it's so complicated that this year it's decided to rehash the whole thing because it's become not unmanageable, but it's become difficult to manage. And it consists of two elements. It basically, NERSA says, let's have a look at your true costs, and then it rips out quite a few of them, and says this is what is actually prudent and efficient costs, and we're not prepared to consider anything else. And then it has this sort of clearing account arrangement where the following year, Eskom can put in a claim and say, well, we expected our costs to be this, but in fact they were a little bit more than that, and we need to recover that. And so the tariff is then readjusted and so on. That meant that in April of this year, tariffs were increased by 16%. Between 15 and 17%, depending on how much electricity one bought and where one bought it from. So if you bought it from Eskom directly or from a municipality. Now, it's likely that we're going to have that again. But now you hear Eskom saying, well, 16% isn't going to be enough. We need 30%. Well, you know, really, 30% is six times the inflation rate. So it's just ludicrous. It's just, totally ludicrous for them even to, I can't believe that such a statement could ever be made.